morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman. I am your host. I'm also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to help everyone get the information they need to get their family game on. Today, I'm going to mix things up a little bit. I'm going to talk about a board game, but it's about Minecraft. Yes, that is what you heard. It is accurate. I'm going to talk about a new board game coming from Ravensburger Games called Minecraft Builders and Biomes. It's coming out this November in the United States, and it'll be out in Europe in October. And I'm very excited about this game. There's no real way around that. Essentially, this is a licensed, official Minecraft game that is coming this fall, and it is intended, as best as it can, to simulate some of the actions and some of the tension from a multiplayer game of Minecraft. So, 2 to 4 players, ages 10 to infinity, and I'm glad that it's 10, that adds for a little bit of complexity without necessarily making it this big, crazy, 3-hour-long epic. So, here's how it works. You basically create a world using biome cards, more or less, right? You're placing out terrain in a 4x4 grid that you and other players will explore. There are weapon cards and things like that. There's mobs that are going to be placed out onto the grid. But then you are, the big thing about Minecraft, right, is digging into the ground and gathering resources. And so they have the big cube, as it is referred to in the instructions, more or less. That is a collection of cubes that you stack up into kind of one super cube. And on your turn, one of the things that you can do is collect resources. And the way you do that is by picking up these smaller dice-sized cubes out of this larger structure that you kind of build by, it comes with like a little cardboard mold, I guess is the best way to do it. It's kind of like Jenga. And you pour the cubes in there and shake it until they all turn flat. And then you lift up the form and you have a cube. So you can take pieces off. And that does two things. One, it gives you the resources, but also opens up other resources to be mined. So there's like that tension there, where, you may need a resource, but you may need to prevent your opponent from getting a resource. It super reminds me of Pyraminx, which is a game-right game that we absolutely love and have always loved, where the difference is here it's a cube, there it was a pyramid, but that really just is, it determines, like, that's just the shape is of the overall structure is what matters there. That tension of, do I take this piece I need, but if I do that, it opens up my opponent, and maybe they need what is underneath it more. And here, since you're digging into a cube, there's a lot of kind of unknowns. You dig underneath, and you find, maybe there's iron under here or something like that. I think that is a super cool mechanic, and the idea is you're going to be grabbing all of these materials and using them to build buildings and eventually earn victory points. And, highest victory points wins. This is a brilliant move, and it is something I did not see coming. I mean, let's be real. We know that there have been, there's like the Minecraft card game, and there have been other attempts. I'm sure there's a Minecraft Monopoly. If there hasn't been, I don't know who's been asleep at that wheel. But this is the first time to make a quote-unquote real board game out of Minecraft. And I think just from the eye test, obviously we haven't played this game yet. I'm sure it'll be at PAX Unplugged. So I'm excited to take a look at it there if we make it out. But it is a... This is an impressive project because I'm sure, and Roethlisberger's the right place, right company for these guys. They do a lot of licensed products. They take it seriously. You know, I'm sure this was pitched to them, and they did some great polish on it and put work in to try and make it a better experience. So I think that fit is great. Minecraft really is a property. When it was very basic, it was just just Minecraft. But now that it has developed a lot, I'm not saying that it has a lore, but like it has gotten complicated enough as a game that it really does support a board game like this. So I'm super excited to see how this takes off. Maybe there will be expansions and things like that. It also comes out at just the right time. It's going to be $40. It's coming out on Amazon, and I'm sure Amazon is very interested in selling a lot of them. So it will be front and center on your Amazon dashboards. When you log in there, I also would be stunned if this game doesn't find itself into big box retailers like Walmart and Target, both of whom are aggressively trying to lean into the board game space, specifically Target. But, I mean, Walmart is leaning into it as well. They know that people are buying these games, so I would be stunned if by Christmas we didn't start seeing these there, unless Amazon negotiated some kind of exclusivity deal. We're starting to work on our holiday gift guides to get them up in the middle of this month, and I'm hard pressed not to put this game on there, even though I haven't played it yet. Just because even if it's mediocre, it's still Minecraft, which means it'll grab kids' attention and get them to play it more. You know, even if they aren't necessarily board game kids, there's something about grabbing kids with something that they're engaged in. We had the same thing with Fortnite Monopoly last year. So, yeah, that is that's Minecraft Builders and Biomes. Also, really cool name. They could have just called it Minecraft the Board Game, and it would have gotten away with it. But, again, I don't think Roethlisberger plays like that. So I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts. Are you going to get this game? Does this interest you at all? Specifically, I'd love to hear from the folks that are video game folks that don't necessarily lean into the board game space. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. So that's it for today. Just a quick update about Minecraft Builders and Biomes. I will be back soon. Likely talking about some more video game news. Looks like Pokemon Sword and Shield is the cover story for Game Informer. So I will be looking into some of that, and I'll give you some breakdowns. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.